insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with more understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
We arrived at verse 129. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
This is a very interesting verse, and it contains many, many different points, some of which we will, inshallah, try to touch on. Firstly, we need to remind the listeners that this verse is another of the supplications and the request that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam has from his Lord after finishing building rebuilding the house of Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it's called, Baytullah al-Haram. He starts asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for different things. In this verse, Prophet Ibrahim asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our Lord raise amongst them an apostle from among them who should recite to them your signs and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. What does this amongst them mean? If you remember, this holy prophet was speaking and requesting God for blessings in his progeny. This is in the same line of that request that he had made in the previous verse. And he says, O our Lord, raise amongst them, in other words, his progeny, رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, an apostle from among them. First point that we need to note is how this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thinking of the future generations, and he asks for a prophet to be raised from amongst them. Now, each of these words have got a special point to talk about. We'll leave that for the verses that will come, and we'll have the same words in them, and we'll talk about it from that angle. One thing I need to mention here is that this apostle that the Prophet Ibrahim is asking for, as has been mentioned in the traditions that we have, is that he's asking for the coming of the last Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise this Prophet from amongst his progeny. And we all know this last Prophet, the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet that brought the last message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the complete message until the Day of Judgment, is this Prophet. And you can see how important this supplication and this request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now, when he asks for this apostle or this prophet to be raised amongst the progeny or his progeny, he mentions the reason why he asks for that. Or, in other words, he's asking for a prophet to come to do what he mentions, that يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He should recite to them your signs. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and teach them the book and wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them. So basically, 3 points are mentioned. One is reciting the verses to them. This is talking about this, the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holy Quran that we have before us and we are reading from, that he's asking that this apostle be raised so that he recites these verses. I want to focus on the other 2 points that are mentioned here. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. As you know, this combination of teaching the book and purifying the people is something that has been mentioned about pretty much all the prophets that have been sent to guide mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in numerous occasions in the Holy Quran, has referred to this point. Now, in this particular occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Prophet Ibrahim requesting him to send such a prophet to do these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Ibrahim asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send this prophet to teach them the book. This is placed first, and then he says to purify them. In most or all of the other cases that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that these two points are mentioned, teaching the book, giving knowledge, and purifying, usually the purification, or if not in all cases, at least usually the purification is put forth. That is mentioned first, and then teaching the book is mentioned. So then we have a discussion amongst people and sometimes amongst scholars, which is the more important one, which is the fundamental point. Is it teaching that's more important, or is it purifying and training the people? Which one is more important? And a lot of people talk about, you know, how in the other verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentions the purification, then mentions teaching, and only here, and as a request from Prophet Ibrahim, he's not mentioning this from himself. This is the way Prophet Ibrahim made that dua. He's asking first that he teach them, then he asks for the purification. So the cases where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning both purification and teaching and learning and knowledge, basically, purification is mentioned first. So they talk about, okay, which one is first, purification or the other one? And because of the point that we just mentioned, they say, okay, purification is more important. Now, I want to mention and talk about this from maybe a different angle, and that is that how can one reach purification? I want to note that there's no question that the goal of knowledge and knowing is to become spiritually pure, to purify us in tazkiyah, as is mentioned in this verse and the other verses. This is the goal. This is what we're trying to reach. There's no question about that. That is of more importance. Tazkiyah is the most important thing. There's no question about that. But what I want to stress on is that how can one reach this purification? How is it possible? Why are these books sent? What is the purpose of the Prophet's teachings? Sometimes when we emphasize on the importance of purification, and we're talking about these verses, for some, what they understand from that is learning and knowledge is not the important thing. You don't need to go and learn. You don't need to spend time learning. That's not what you need to do. What you need to do is to purify yourself. You need to reflect. You need to sit down and meditate and try to reach the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have all these different practices to do. You don't need to spend time learning and gaining knowledge. What you need to do is to sit down and purify yourself. Purify yourself in doing certain actions. You pray, you have these adhikar. That's what is mentioned. As I said, some people understand this in this context that, okay, knowledge is not as important. I want to stress on this point that self-purification, brothers and sisters, self-purification cannot be achieved with the proper understanding of the right path, without the proper understanding of what to do, without the proper understanding of what to think. We have to have, we actually do have very clearly, brothers and sisters, and very importantly, a blueprint of what to do to get to that self-purification. Why are the prophets bringing these books? These are the guidelines, the blueprints of what to do and what to think and what to feel. These are all things that we need to learn and we need to know. The goal is to reach self-purification, but that does not mean learning how to get there is not important. Isn't that logical that if you want to get from point A to point B, you need to know how to get there? And that how to get there is definitely mentioned in the teachings of the prophets, the teachings that are brought to us from the Quran and from the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt. This is where it comes from. In the previous prophets, it comes from the previous prophets. This is where we get our knowledge from. This is how we learn how to get to that self-purification. It's very funny, I find it very funny, for some people to talk about purification and discourage people from spending time and learning deeper knowledge about their religion. What is that deeper knowledge about the religion used for? What is the purpose of that? Yes, there are people that have learned that and have misused it. There are people that have learned it and have not used it at all in the right way. Well, they maybe they haven't misused it, but they haven't used it in the right way either. But the purpose of that is to get us to learn how to reach that self-purification. So it's very important actually for us to learn. Let's not, if we want in the name of emphasizing on the importance of purification, to put down the importance of learning how to get to that self-purification. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك